is up, guys? Welcome back for another Thursday of Raising Serotonin. This month has been good. Very, very good. Just kidding. This month actually was so all over the place, but for podcasting wise, it's been good. We had some solid episodes and I'm excited this week, of course, again, because I have another guest and I only bring on people that have obviously more knowledge than me about a topic that I don't have. Or if they're my friend and or both in this situation. So I'm just glad that I get to have someone that I met in 2019 on my trip that started my whole journey. I have my friend Dave here who was on the trip because his wife was on the team. So that's why I had met Dave. Dave is my boss's husband's best, one of his best friends. And so we had connected on the trip through that. And now we have been in contact ever since. And we'd like to talk about business and mental health and all those things. And one day I asked him to come on the podcast to talk about more things, but I want you to introduce yourself today. So go ahead, Dave, say hi.
Well, thank you for the introduction.
Of course.
I'm actually nervous. I'm usually not a nervous person, but I gotta be honest, I'm a little nervous today.
Do you have anxiety?
It's funny because like we mentioned before, I feel like I'm a nobody, but at the same time, I feel like so many people are in our like shoes that have like mental issues, not issues, but like mental, I don't know, things in their head where they don't really know where to turn. And it's good to hear it from the average person sometimes.
Yeah, okay. Well, you're not just average. Like, you're cool. You're a great person. You're a dad. You're a husband. You're a business owner. You are successful as heck. So you're not just a nobody. You are a good friend to me and a very knowledgeable person. So I'm glad that you're here and I hope you're excited.
I'm definitely excited.
Awesome. Well, Dave loves Jay Shetty and he was like, do I have to be perfect like Jay Shetty? And I said, I'm not even close to Jay Shetty. So we're good. We're good on that. So no, you don't need to be that ever. You don't need to be perfect ever. I'm excited because today we're going to talk about success and like defining your own definition of success. We're going to talk about purpose. We're going to talk about just learning how to feel, how to get there and learning the steps of how Dave came to defining his own version of success and how he figured out what his purpose is and how he is now rocking life in heckin' Southern Florida. And I'm in Pennsylvania. Like, that is just sad. That's just sad. Like, you were in Rochester, right?
Yes. I do miss the snow for about maybe one day of the year. And that is pretty much it.
Yep. No, I don't. We actually in PA, we didn't get Philly, we didn't get like any real snow this year. That's not good. That's like not good, but like, I didn't hate it.
I think it hit 40 degrees here for like 3 hours and that was about it.
3 hours. Oh, okay. And it was probably at like 4 a.m.
Yeah. It was like 40 in the middle of the night. Then it was like 80 by the next afternoon. So.
Okay. Perfect. Great. Awesome. All right. Moving on because I don't want to talk about that right now because it's like 40 on like a good day in like March here. So can you tell me tell us what your definition of success is and like how you came to it and just your terms of success and purpose?
This has probably been a work in progress for 20 years.
Okay. Wait, can we say how old you are?
I just turned 40.
Okay. So Dave has obviously 20 years on me. He has way more experience than me. So that's why I asked Dave to come on and talk about this. So I just probably like, we should have like put that little disclaimer in there. Like you do have some more knowledge than me on this topic. So.
I don't feel 40, but.
That's amazing too. Like that's a great feeling. And I hope that is exactly how I feel when I'm 40. But go ahead. Sorry. Your age.
It's been literally a 20-year process. And even to this day, like everyone's success is so different and everyone has their own idea of it. And it's just funny how everyone comes to these ideas. And I don't know if it's just because whether it's high school or friends or family, I don't think people even know what their success level or even what success means until later in life. like when, even when I was, even 5 years ago, I always thought to myself that success was strictly dictated by how much money I made or how good my businesses were doing. And for whatever reason, it never, ever felt right. And I kept thinking about it and learning about it. And even within the last 6 months or so, I've finally come to realize that for me personally, it is not about money. It is strictly about freedom in my life and doing what I enjoy doing on a daily basis. Even if that means, yes, I make decent money. Could I make more money? Sure. But does that necessarily mean by me making less money or doing less that I'm unsuccessful? Like, absolutely not. And for like a one word answer, like, freedom has been the biggest thing that I've learned to accept. And it's difficult to always think that, because on a daily basis, there's so many things out there influencing you that you're wrong. Mm-hmm. And I'm constantly trying to like ground myself and realize, you know, this is me, even though I almost fight it on a daily basis just because of everything else happening in my environment.
Yeah. Wow. Your accent just really came out there.
I got my New York blood. It's not going anywhere.
No, it's not. That's crazy how you're saying this, because this morning, like saying that, like, we're constantly like being told like we're wrong or like we should be doing this or that. Cause this morning I saw an Instagram story of a girl who was like, you are never going to actually be able to figure it all out at one time. Like, that's never going to happen. So we need to stop putting so much pressure on that. Like, we need to, this doesn't have to, like, I guess it kind of does do have to do with success, because it's going to like turn into like, if you figure out one step at a time, you actually, that is success. Like, that's your own version of success. So it's not us sitting here saying like, okay, you need to do X, Y, Z to feel successful. We all have, like you said, different versions of success. And I love that your definition is freedom, because did I not say that to you today? My definition of success is being able to pay all my bills. This is what I said to Dave earlier. And this is what I've said for a very long time. I truly want to just be able to pay all of my bills without having to constantly go back to my bank account and having to like move the money and be like, oh frick, did I miss that bill? Did this get paid? When does this need to get paid? But I want to, like, I don't want to be worrying about money constantly, but I want to have that freedom to not be like so obsessive about it, because everything is revolved around money. And that's why we're like primed to think like, because this person has this much money, they're successful, right? Am I wrong?
I'm glad you mentioned money, because money is a very interesting thing. And it's something I'm dealing with in the last few months as well. Right before I moved to Florida, I did a couple of really aggressive business things that really caused me a lot of stress. Hmm. And now that I'm down here, I realize that I probably should have done these things, but they're done. But in return, it put a lot of stress on me where I didn't need it. And I think as I evolved and learned that, you know, I'm already successful, my mission is this, this makes me feel happy, I put on myself so much extra stress that it's now taking some time to undo some of the things that I've done recently. And I think, you know, looking back, when I first did these moves, I didn't think or didn't know what my success or what my purpose really was yet. So I just did it just naturally thinking. But now, knowing where I am now and things that I believe in now, you know, they were probably mistakes, because they don't jive with where I'm going in life now, if that makes any sense.
It does make sense. And I like that you said that it doesn't like jive with where you want to go in life, because I don't want to, I think I learned this through Mel too. I never take anything as a mistake anymore. You absolutely learned from that, because now this version of you, this season of life that you're in, it doesn't matter what, like, yes, you can take from what you learned from the past and take it with you in the future, but it doesn't matter about that mistake that you did because you're learning from it now and moving forward and going, because we can't change the past. And since all of that caused you so much stress, anxiety, I'm sure, like just rough days and nights of mindless thinking, now we can think like, okay, like I never want to be in that place again. And I work so hard on my purpose and my drive and my work ethic, so I never go to that place again. Right? Is that what you're doing?
It's 100%. And there's no reason to put that kind of stress on you. Even at the time when it felt right, like looking back, it's just like you're saying too, I 100% learned from it. And I think one of the biggest things to learn in life, whether it's business or just in general, is to slow things down. We are wired now in a way where everything is so fast. Yes. Like looking back, I mean, again, I'm 40, but 20 years ago in high school, now you had no cell phones. You know, social media. Mm-hmm. So really the only influences you truly had were family, close friends, and neighbors. And nowadays it's just constantly right. coming at you. And it's so hard to block out all that stuff nowadays. Yes. And I believe all that outside influence truly, truly can warp your decision-making and warp what you're doing in life.
Oh, I think very much so. That is, yes. It's crazy. All I see is stuff on the freaking internet at this point. Cause you're right. That's all we have around us. Another girl I saw, and this was on TikTok, different platform. She became a lawyer because her dad was a lawyer. And she was like, it's just easier to do what your parents do, so you don't have to choose your own path. And I was like, that's like so sad. I was like, that's like probably what a lot of people do because they have that influence. One, two, they can see themselves being successful in that, or they don't have the right like mindset to like at that age to like do something else. So I also think that's, when did you start your business? Let me start that.
So I, going back to what you're saying too, is I went to college for 1 year and one day.
1 year and a day. Okay, good.
1 year and a day. That last day was just too much.
But you're done after that. Okay.
But being in high school, you are drilled, at least when I was in school, I think it's a little different now, but you were drilled. If you didn't go to college and mm-hmm. get some kind of fancy degree, mm-hmm. you had no shot in life. And that was like drilled in my head from like teachers and counselors. And mm-hmm. even to this day, it still bothers me. Like they just drill it into you.
Yeah.
And it's so unfortunate that had to be like that, because obviously we know in the world now, if you learn any kind of skill or trade, like you're set.
You're making more money than
me. I got so many friends of mine from high school who didn't do the college thing mm-hmm. and learn trades, and they make ridiculous money and they're super successful.
Yes.
It's just crazy.
Today, like had a conversation today with one of my best friends who is going for her MBA now, or she wants to go for her MBA. And she was in corporate America, but now she like is going back to school, and I will make more money if I have my MBA. I was like, okay, so now you need to spend $100,000 or whatever, or I guess grad school, it's only a year. So it's probably not that. It's probably like $40,000, whatever. It's still a lot of money to be able to make like a little bit more money. It's like a whole big scam. She was like, I do have some business ideas, so like I think like this would help. And I was like, I want you to know, like, it's an option to not go. Like, you don't have to do that to start your own business. She's like, I know, but if I do want to go back into corporate America, like I can make more money doing that. And I was like, you're not wrong for like thinking all of these ways. Like, this is all logical. It's weird to me now that like you're right. It was first we were drilled with college, and I was still drilled with college. Like I was like, it was like not an option for me to like not go to college. And that was only 4 years ago. So like I had to go. And now 4 years post-college, everything is like grad school, grad school, grad school. And I was like, I'm not going to grad school. Like I'm going to pursue my business. And also I want to ask about like your purpose and passion and stuff, because I'm so blessed that I found my passion at the age of 22 and or 21, 22 by like being around the people that you were there, like being around those people sparked this most amazing thing ever that could have happened in my life. So being around the people matters big time about who you're around and surrounded by, because maybe if I was in corporate America, I would be going to grad school or something like that. So
100%. And there's nothing wrong with going that route too, if it works for you and you're happy.
Yeah.
And, you know, I have a lot of friends who work for big corporations.
Yeah.
And are happy, and they do have other ideas of things to do. And but they always just procrastinate. And I'm like, just do it.
Just do it. Yeah. You only have one life.
Reason not to.
Right. You have one life. And if you're going to regret something when you're older, it's going to be this, not doing this.
Yeah. And there's no way to map out your life. Like when I was in college, I went my first year for computer programming, because everyone told you computers.
Yes.
Sitting in that chair, typing mindless code, I wanted to pull the hair out of my head. I could not take it.
Right.
So I finished that year.
Yes.
Went back for my second semester.
Yep.
Changed it over to like business, banking, something like that. Mm-hmm. I literally sat in class for one day, mm-hmm. got to the hallway, saw my buddy. I said, dude, I'm done. I cannot do this. And that was it.
Yeah.
But to think back all those years now, going to school for something as, you know, cliche as computers then, and then my businesses have totally changed even year by year. My first thing I started doing was I started a concrete business.
At what age?
I was 23, 22.
Awesome. Okay. So
fairly young, but it was a kind of business that didn't require much capital, and you had to work hard. You had to work really hard.
Yeah.
And then when I hit 28, I had the idea of doing the first wine bar.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a difficult time because I was newly married.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter was just being born, and I still had the concrete business, and I would work literally 7 a.m. to 3 pouring cement, and then 4 until midnight at the bar.
So you've never saw your wife or daughter ever?
It was a very difficult 6 months before I can learn to trust people to run my businesses a little bit. It was a very weird time. But it takes that kind of sacrifice sometimes to really understand where you're going in life.
Mm-hmm.
And then from that moment, I opened the whiskey bar a couple of years later. And then I got into real estate about 5 years ago.
Right. So don't you flip houses?
To look back at all the different career changes. That's why when people tell me, you know, they're stuck in their job, they can't make changes, I'm like, listen,
I'm done.
You're not happy. You can literally do anything you want right now. You can even stay at your job and be miserable and do a little side hustle until it gets to where it has to get.
Right.
But there's a lot of fear in that. There's a lot of fear in the unknown.
Right. And how did you deal with that?
That's a tough one. So
a loaded question. I know
it's very loaded because I do enjoy it. And I think that's one thing that made it different is I enjoyed those businesses. I really enjoyed the restaurant and bar world, and I really enjoyed real estate. So I started to kind of veer my way in life to finding things that I enjoy doing. Because you know, they always say, if you enjoy what you're doing, you don't really work.
Right.
I get all that.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, you're still working. There's still a lot to it.
Yes.
But it doesn't seem as tedious as punching a clock at 8 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
and being miserable, driving at 6 o'clock, stuck in traffic.
You kind
of do your own thing. And in doing those businesses, as I grew them, it became gave myself more and more freedom to enjoy things I enjoy doing.
Right. And so you say like 6 months ago, at the age of 40, now you're like, I feel successful. Like when you were building those businesses, like what did you define your success of how much income you were making from them? If you can remember.
It was partially about the money. And then I never really gave myself credit for anything. Whenever I set a goal, when I hit that goal, it was like, okay, what's next? Like I never once appreciated any of the goals that I set. And even when I moved to Florida, I basically 2 years ago had these goals to build my businesses to the point where they could run themselves without me physically being there. Even though I'm 1,000 miles away and I'm still a very big part of both of them, I don't need to physically be there. And it took a lot of work to get to that point. And once that point was there, literally for a minute, I'm like, cool, good job. Now what? And then I moved down here and I'm like, all right, I got some free time. I have to get a job. I got to do something. And I put on myself so much pressure to do that. I was literally miserable. And to the point where I almost felt guilty, because there were days when, okay, because having businesses, technically you're on the clock 24/7.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can do about it. Yes. So it could be a Thursday morning. Maybe I got up a little extra early, got all my paperwork done for the day, and I go to the beach for a couple hours just to decompress. And I find myself sitting at the beach, like depressed about it. I should be working. Like this is not how life should be, because you're just drilled into your mind this 8-to-4 mindset, and you work till you're 65, then you retire. Like all this outside noise would just be just too much to handle sometimes.
Wow. That's crazy. Cause that's all I want. That's like my goal. Like I want to be at work my businesses for 2 to 3 hours, talk to whoever I need to talk to, interact with whoever that is that day, record a podcast, write a newsletter, whatever it may be, and then go do the things that I need, that I love and want to do. Take Rocco for a walk, go outside, work out, do all those things, and not be okay, like I only have this much time to work out because like I'm getting paid from being under someone else. And you're like, no, I work for myself, but actually I need a job because I shouldn't be sitting here. But you work so hard. You literally did it. You're like, that's success.
Yeah.
Maybe for me, that's like definition of success, but like freedom. That isn't like you moved to Florida because like you love the beach and you love the sun, right?
It's just a different way of life. Like I don't like to be inside. And I found that October till April, when it's cloudy out every day of the year, it's depressing. It takes your toll on you.
Yeah.
So you sit there and you set all these goals for yourself. I remember one day with Tasia, we were going for a walk. I'm like, all I want to do is get this stuff up and running to the point where we can get up in the morning, we can go for a walk, and then we go do our own thing.
Yeah.
And literally you work hard and you get to that point. What's next?
So what do you now? What do you plan to do? How are you going to settle this mindset?
I've been working extremely hard to try and slow my mind down.
Okay. And do you have any tips for that?
Having New York Italian blood is probably the most difficult ask humanly possible. So I try to really slow down.
Yeah.
Try to be on my phone less, because like I said, even though I'm far away, my phone is my communication to all my businesses.
Right.
I try to be way more present with my family, even though it's definitely a work in progress. And I might not see the results on a daily basis, but I've been working really hard to calm that stuff down. And then just do little side things that I enjoy doing. Starting little groups online where we talk about whiskey or talk about real estate, and just I like to talk. So it works well. People ask me questions about things that I somewhat know. So it gives me some purpose. I like helping out friends who are looking to take that leap from corporate world to doing their own thing, because they're so scared.
Right. Wow. Have you ever thought about starting a business like that? Like a mentorship business?
I've thought about it. I thought about doing some kind of consulting down here, but I feel like I'm still a nobody.
As weird
as that sounds.
I know, but you have like experience. And even if you started just like on your Instagram page, like being like, what questions do you have? Like you post about your bar all the time, and like, you're always writing content about it. So like you should say like on that page, on your page, like questions, and just start small, right? We all start small.
Yeah. Even worst case scenario, if it takes 6 months to a year to find your way, like it is what it is now. Like I always thought that I had to have a plan the second I came down here, the second I did something different. And that's not the case in life. You don't really need to have that plan right away, because I mean, who knows? I mean, who knows where you're going to be in 10 years?
I know. That is crazy. Like I have like a set all right, not a guess. Like, I have an idea of what I want to do, but I don't know. I really don't even know what I'm going to be doing next year. Yeah. And I don't take that as a bad thing either. It's not like the unknown. And I think I struggled with that for a while, like in college, like, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? And like I told you, like, I do want to have like my, like, I want to be my own boss. I want to have my full-time business and not work for Mel at some point in my life. But I don't know. That's scary to think about. So
the unknown is great. It's awesome.
Unknown is anxiety. Like, that is the definition of anxiety. Not knowing, it's like not knowing what's going to happen in the future.
It is, but you do, you have a general idea of where you want it to go. You might not know the exact endpoint. Like, Hey, I'm going to do all this work and it's going to be the definite end. This is the end. I know it. Boom. That's
it.
But you have a direction of which way to go. And most people have no idea what direction to go in.
Right.
And that's the hardest part. And that's where I can see the anxiety coming in. At least if you have any general direction of which way you want to go, you'll be fine.
A takeaway that I think that we can give here is that you can do a few takeaways. You can do multiple things without burning yourself out, though, because that's not the goal. But you can do multiple things. You can start and finish something if you don't necessarily want to continue to do it. Or after you start it, you can live a life that you really, truly love because you are literally getting there, and slow the fuck down. Those are like my big takeaways from our conversation right there.
Yes. Slow down and don't get lost in the goals. I think we can get so fixated on goals and end games, and two parts happen there. You either get to that level and it's not what you think it's going to be and you feel totally empty or a total waste of time, but it's also good to have a place you want to go to or a goal you have, but it's so important to still live in the moment now because we can just rush past life looking for these goals. That's one thing that I definitely was doing for a while. I was so fixated on this end goal and I was totally missing everything in between.
You're just missing life.
Missing life.
Wow. That's crazy. Now you can slow down and take the time, right? You're just doing that currently, working very hard on that.
It is a definite work in progress to slow down. I am working on it on a daily basis. It's not always easy because, like I was saying before, you're just constantly drilled to work to a certain age and you should be working 8 to 4 and it's just, you know, if I have 2 hours of downtime in between, you know, what I'm doing at home in my office and then school pickup, like, I don't need to fill those 2 hours. I can go for a walk or I can
read a book or just relax.
Just for the, for the weird occasion, take an hour nap and just close your eyes.
Okay.
Well, and not feel guilty.
One more question. We'll wrap it up. How do you know when you're like taking it too fast? What do you think happened that you were like, I need to slow down?
I think recently, even the last couple of months, when I first started to really make some serious changes, I felt so much pressure that I had to have everything operating at full capacity all the time.
Got it. Yeah.
And I'm not even sure why I felt that way. I don't know if it wasn't really a money thing or I just needed to feel some kind of, I don't want to say purpose, but I had to keep busy because that's all that I was taught. And it's okay to take a break and recharge your batteries and relax. And I wasn't feeling good about it. I did not like the feeling of the constant anxiety or the constant stress. I do not like being stressed. Some anxiety is healthy. It's good to have a little bit of anxiety.
Yeah.
But being stressed out on a daily basis, it eventually got to me where like, okay, I got to move some things around and make some changes because I don't like the direction this is going in.
Right. And you just like could not do it anymore.
It didn't feel right. It wasn't jiving with my goals or the lifestyle I wanted to live. It was just being totally counterintuitive and I had to make a change.
And now we're way more feeling like we have success, we have a purpose, we have our path, like, yes, not figured out. Like, I feel like we're never going to be able to completely figure out everything. So, but if you feel like you have more of a grasp on it, that's like a goal. That's like, yay, let's celebrate that.
It's 100% always a work in progress, and you can be working so hard, but you see no results, but like a tree.
Yeah.
You plant a tree, it's not growing, but underneath the soil, the roots are growing like crazy. It's getting figured out. At some point, it's going to click and you're on your way.
That was such a good analogy. I loved that. That was a good one. You're like the little tree growing. I say that we're butterflies. Like, we're in our cocoon and like, we're like, I don't know, doing all metamorphosis, right? Is that what that is?
Yeah, same thing.
Yeah, good. Great. Well, I want you to talk about your bar really quick. Where is it at? Where can people find you at? Do you have a website? Tell them about that really quick.
All right. So my shameless plug is, it's called Flight Whiskey Bar. It's in Rochester, New York, not New York City, Western New York.
Sorry.
Is everyone from New York? I'm like, yes, not the city, Western New York, different place.
Cool.
FlightWestGrease.com. We have one of the largest whiskey collections in North America. I think we're around 570 whiskeys.
Ooh, baby. That's awesome.
It's a lot of fun. I have a great staff. It's a great business. It's a ton of fun. You meet some amazing people when it comes to whiskey. And it's funny. I thought when I had the wine bar that wine snobs were the worst, but whiskey snobs are 100 times worse.
Oh my God. Well, good thing I'm not a whiskey snob. So. Well, that's good. I will make sure that all the stuff is in the show notes so people can check that out. Dave, thank you so much for coming on and having this amazing conversation. I feel like it was really beneficial. So I appreciate you and all of your knowledge.
We'll do some more. Thank you so much. Yes. It was a pleasure.
Of course.